Last week, two people died as a result of an outbreak of hepatitis A in our state. The outbreak has been growing since the fall and is up to 339 cases, according to the Arizona Department of Health Services. The viral disease is threatening our growing homeless populations in Arizona and has spread to two inmates in Arizona correctional facilities. For more on how serious this is, I spoke with Dr. Kara Chris, director of the Arizona Department of Health Services, about this, as well as growing concerns over a potential measles outbreak here.
So this is part of a nationwide outbreak. It is relatively serious. The rate of hospitalization that we are seeing among these patients is above 80% of the cases. So people are getting sick, and it is impacting very specific populations in Arizona. And in trying to address this, it has been kind of a all hands on deck approach.
Right. So give us a sense of how this is spreading. This is mostly among the homeless population, or the nearly homeless population, correct?
Right. So what we're seeing it in is our homeless population, those that have a history of using illicit drugs, but not just injection drugs, and then those that are either currently or recently incarcerated.
So there is a vaccine for hepatitis A, right? But obviously this is a challenge then to get it to those people. Are you having any success getting that out to this population?
So our local county health departments have been engaged, especially in Pima and Maricopa, which were two of the counties primarily impacted by this outbreak. And so they are out in the community and in the correctional settings trying to vaccinate people that are at high risk, because there is a very effective vaccine for hepatitis A. It's more difficult, though, when you have people that don't have established living, don't have established health care, because you have to go out and meet them where they are. Mm-hmm. And so that can make vaccinating this population a lot more challenging.
And there are those two doses, correct?
There are two doses. In a outbreak situation, one dose is considered 95% effective. So if we were only able to reach somebody and give them the one dose, while we'd prefer to, the one dose should adequately protect them.
So you've said this is also probably only the beginning of this outbreak. Why is that?
So hepatitis A is a very difficult disease once it's in an outbreak situation, because it's got a long incubation period. So it's not like you get exposed and then 3 or 4 days later, you're coming down with the illness. It can be up to 45 days before you start showing signs. So it's not as easy to stay on top of, especially when you're looking at a transient population that will move with the seasons, will move with the weather, or even move day to day. So it makes it a little bit more difficult to get out in front of, because ultimately, to control any type of outbreak, whether it's measles or hepatitis A or a salmonella outbreak, you have to get ahead of the disease so that you are vaccinating those before they get exposed, so that you prevent ongoing cases.
So you say this is all hands on deck, right? What does that mean in terms of how different organizations and your department are working to try and stop this?
So the local health departments are always the first line of defense in Arizona. So they are on the ground. They're working with their correctional facilities. They're going out and doing vaccination events out in the community and working with partners that serve those populations. At the state level, what we're doing is we're working with statewide associations so that, like, emergency rooms know that if somebody who is homeless shows up in an emergency room for any reason, offer them the vaccine. Mm-hmm. We're working with Access so that we can ensure that that population is getting enrolled in Access and getting covered so that they can receive the vaccine that they need. Mm-hmm. And so we've really been doing a lot of messaging and a lot of coordinating with partners so that people are aware of this outbreak and are taking the appropriate steps when they are working with this population so that they can provide them the prevention tools they need.
Mm-hmm. I also want to talk to you about the ongoing concern in the state about the measles outbreak that's been happening in other parts of the country. So first of all, where do we stand right now? Like, how many cases of measles have we been able to confirm in the state or have been presented in the state from elsewhere?
So for 2019, we've had two confirmed cases of measles. One was in a resident in Arizona, and the other one was a traveler who visited in Arizona. We got extremely lucky that there were no secondary cases from the exposures. And so right now we are not aware of any measles cases in Arizona communities.
Mm-hmm. But there's been a lot of concern about this. There was a recent report that said Maricopa County is particularly vulnerable to a measles outbreak. We're looking at rates of vaccinations. We've talked about this before, but give us a sense of some of the struggles that your department faces in getting Arizonans vaccinated.
So that is one of the department's major concerns. When we look at vaccination rates across Arizona in our school-age children, we are seeing decreased vaccination rates, especially in our measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. We know that in order to get community immunity, you have to have 95% of the population vaccinated. And the reason we want that is because there are specific groups that measles can be deadly to who cannot get the vaccine. Arizona in 60% of our counties is not at the threshold to have a community immunity. And we know that only 4 out of 10 kindergarten classrooms in Arizona are adequately protected. So this is a concern because measles is so infectious that if you walk into a room and just breathe the air after someone who's contagious with measles is in it, and you are not vaccinated, you have a 9 out of 10 chance of coming down with measles.
And this is most affecting young kids, right? That's the population under, like, infants especially, who cannot be vaccinated.
Right. So the recommended age for your first measles vaccine is 12 to 15 months. But we know that infants have a higher rate of complications when it comes to measles, things like pneumonia or swelling of the brain that could ultimately result in their death. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's so important that the community provide that protection around those that can't get it.
And I know you've been doing a lot of education around this for quite some time, but what are the reasons that people don't get their kids vaccinated? Is it all just misinformation, or are there some legitimate concerns out there?
So a lot of it is misinformation. People aren't going to, like, they're not coming to the health department to get their information. They're not going to local health departments. And there is a lot of misinformation out on the web that people may be exposed to. The other thing that we feel may be playing a role is public health has done such a great job of getting these diseases eradicated in the United States. So, like, if I talk to my mom, she remembers her cousin who had polio. She remembers measles in her community. I've never had measles, an outbreak like that in the community that's impacted my children or my family. So you tend to forget the dangers of that disease. And now you're faced with a vaccine that there's misinformation out about, and that seems like it's more risky than the actual disease.
So what do you think needs to be done? I mean, is this something that needs to go beyond education and toward, you know, regulating this?
You know, our preference is that everyone who can be vaccinated with measles vaccine should be vaccinated. We will continue to do education because we know that there are parents out there who just don't have the appropriate information.
Do you have a sense that we might be at risk because of this? Like, is the health department on high watch saying, like, we don't have enough people vaccinated and this could very well happen here?
Yes. So we do believe that Arizona, including Maricopa County, is at risk for a measles outbreak. And we know that measles is circulating not only in other parts of the world now, but within the United States. So it's just a plane ride away.
I want to ask about the concerns that you hear from the community. I mean, we hear a lot about parents who are skeptical or worried about vaccines and who choose to not vaccinate their children. But do you hear from the other side as well about parents who, you know, have small infants who can't be vaccinated and are worried about bringing them out?
Absolutely. So we do hear a lot of stories from both sides, both from the side that they don't want to vaccinate their children to the side where they can't get their child vaccinated. And they are pleading with the community to provide that protection for their child. You know, I can speak from this from a medical perspective, as a physician, as a public health professional, and as a mother. My three children are fully immunized. And I had my littlest one at Disneyland during the exposure of measles when she was only 5 months old. Mm-hmm. And it is scary to think that I, knowing the risks, you know, could have put my child in danger. Luckily, she was fine, but I can't imagine having a child who is critically ill.
Yeah.
And thinking that they could come down with this disease.
All right. That's Dr. Kara Crist, Director of the Arizona Department of Health Services. Dr. Crist, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.